Georgia Tech forfeiting their ACC championship. They're the latest team to get the memory wipe from the NCAA. And once again, I just don't understand it. I don't agree with it. It's unfair to the players who were not part of the scandal. It's not fair to the people that follow this team and travel across the country week in and week out with this team, a college team. It's not even a pro team. This is their alma mater. They're following this team and spending a lot of money on these programs. The last thing they need is to be told that several years down the road, what you saw, what you experienced, what you spent your money on did not exist. That's a subject for class action lawsuit, in my opinion. I remember when the Gophers went to the Final Four in 1997, because that's the school I went to, and I was excited as hell, because I loved Clem Haskins. I interviewed him for the college newspaper when I worked at the Minnesota Daily. And let me tell you, I was so happy when they beat UCLA to go to the Final Four. So happy. I saved up as much money as I could to go to the Hoosier Dome. It was still the Hoosier Dome, or was it the RCA Dome? Regardless, couldn't afford a ticket. I would have been able to afford a ticket had I saved up more money if I sold plasma, sold my car. I would have done it. Okay, no, I wouldn't have done that. My point is, though, now that season never happened. It's been erased from the record books. It's been erased from the media guide. They can't have the banner up there. It's wrong. You can't have a situation like Chris Webber's timeout. Top five reasons you can't blame Chris Webber for Michigan losing to North Carolina in the NCAA basketball championship. The number one reason was it never happened because the NCAA memory wiped all the Fab Five records. Still happened, though. It's terrible. You can't treat your fan base like that, your customers. You can't do that. There's a way to get out of this. There's a way to solve the problem. You can let them keep their championships and their trophies. You can still do that. Bad things happen all the time, but people still, I mean, the memory's still there. It's like Barry Bonds with the steroids. He still has a 73 home runs. They're not going to take the record away from him. But there is a solution that avoids what's going to happen in 3 years when Auburn, and you know what will happen, when Auburn has to give up the BCS championship because of Cam Newton. It's going to happen. Let Auburn stay BCS champion. Let them stay SEC champion. That's fine. But here's what you do. Any money that was made by Auburn University during the time that they were using players like Cam Newton, any time that they used players that were ineligible, any time they committed these violations, all the money, all of it, there was a direct result of the cheating. The school forfeits that money and has to donate it to the general scholarship funds of all the other universities in their conference. Or if you want to expand that out a little farther, you could also say all the teams that they played. So if a team lost to Auburn, they would get some of that money for their general scholarship funds. Now, don't you think that would solve the cheating problem? Because it's all about the money. It's not about integrity. It's not about the quality of the competition. You can't have a system like the BCS and then go on about the integrity and the quality of the athletic competition. They talk about they want to preserve the BCS because of the sanctity of the bowls, which is bizarre because the BCS championship game, the championship game of the bowl championship series, the word bowl is even in the title of BCS, bowl championship series. The championship game is not even a bowl game. It's a separate game independent of the bowls, which totally defeats their argument for not having a playoff in college football.